afternoon, though, we're here in the studio. Dr. Julie Bradshaw joins me this afternoon. MBE, who's the director of Get Set for Success. She's a swimming coach, psychotherapist, hypnotherapist, and amongst other things, a life coach as well. And she's revived an old challenge, an open water swim between Blackpool's iconic piers. Now, you're a Blackpool girl, born and bred, Julie, so presumably you remember the regular peer-to-peer swims. Did you ever take part in those?
I never took part, but I do remember them. Obviously, it was many years ago, and I was quite young at the time, but I always used to go training in the sea for all my own swims. Obviously, safely, because I always had somebody to watch me, a spotter, making sure that I was in the water and get out of the water safely.
Why were those peer-to-peer swims stopped then in those years ago?
To be honest, I'm not so sure. I just know that they were stopped, that they ceased taking part. People obviously dangerously still went in between, which must have been, well, still is, a nightmare for the beach patrol. So this is why having a controlled event where people can come and take part safely, and the water safety cover is all provided by the excellent experienced beach patrol service in Blackpool.
And that is it, isn't it? It's got to be, you know, safety is paramount on the day, I think.
That's correct. I've always worked from a safety, you know, safety is the first thing for me, whether I'm swimming myself or people are entering one of my events, it's always been about safety.
And I presume the way you can swim, or the way you're dressed to swim, has changed, hasn't it, over the years?
Yes, it has, because let's say when I first started out, it was all without wetsuits. For me, it was all about, I love the cold water and everything. Since the advent of open water swimming in the Olympics, where wetsuits were allowed, it's now it's expanded the growth of it, because people all over are doing events and able to swim outdoors because of wetsuits.
Well, what we'll do, we'll chat more about it after the travel news at 1:45 this afternoon. And how, if you're interested, you can get involved as well. Here's the new one from the Beach Boys. Julie Bradshaw, MBE, with me in the studio. Swimming coach, psychotherapist, hypnotherapist, life coach. Very busy lady, spends her time between Leicester and Blackpool, I think, don't
That's
you?
Right, so yeah.
Travelling up and down the motorway, you'll know the, mm-hmm. the M6 and the M55 quite well, then, do you?
I know it very, very well.
And, of course, back to oversee the big swim next week. As I mentioned, you're a Blackpool girl, born and bred, and you're hoping to revive, I think, on an annual basis, the pier swims. Just remind us of the pier swims that used to take place.
Yes, the pier swim, well, the one that I'm organising is between North and South Pier, so the swimmers will start at North and swim down to South Pier just before finish where the sandcastle is. So I'm just so excited to being able to revive this nostalgic swim, and as I said before, for me it'll be great because I used to train in the sea myself when I was younger.
And of course, great, isn't it, for well-being, mm-hmm. great for exercise.
Yes, very, very good. A physical activity for all sorts of things is very, very good, and I'm just pleased to be part of it. Love My Beach is part of the swim as well, so I'll be distributing all the leaflets because they do a grand job keeping all our
beaches clean, yeah.
And we've got blue flag status at Blackpool, so clean waters for the swimmers to go into.
And I know you're looking for people to get involved. I think you've got about 50 to 60 people at the mm-hmm. moment. What kind of ability will they need to have? I'd imagine it's not the kind of swim for a novice, this, having a go at. What's your advice in terms of experience?
My advice, and as it says on the entry, is that swimmers will have had to have had a couple of seasons of open water swimming experience, whether that's in the sea or the lake, preferably in the sea. This event this year is going to be a wetsuit only. Swimmers have to wear also a mandatory safer swimmer float, tow float, and obviously they'll be given yellow swim hats to enter the water, as well as wristbands to know that everybody goes in safely and comes out safely.
And I think it's split into two parts, this, isn't it? Just take us through what will happen on the big day, then, a week on Saturday.
Yes, well, swimmers will start registering around about sort of 6:45 in the morning, and then there will be two waves, split into two waves, depending on how many we have. And each wave will go up to the start on a tram, so they'll see all the iconic sights of Blackpool via the tram, as well as swimming. They will then start, the first wave starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. They're allowed an hour and a half to complete the swim, and then the next wave goes starting at 10:45.
Now, what if you haven't completed in that 90 minutes?
Due to safety, the beach patrol will be pulling people from the water and escorting them safely to the beach. So fingers crossed that everybody makes it in time, and I look forward to giving them all their bespoke medals and everything else that they so deserve when they've finished.
And are people coming from all over to take part in this?
Yes, at the moment, there's a lot of people, obviously from Lancashire, Cumbria, even as far as down my neck of the woods in Leicestershire. So it's open to everybody.
Have you been beating the drum in Leicestershire to get people involved, Christine?
Everybody's just been, you know, sort of passing things around. And it's one of those iconic, nostalgic swims that people don't want to miss. So come along and join in. Enter. The entries do close, though, this Saturday at midnight. So if you do want to go and enter, get in there very, very quickly. So you've got 2 days to do so.
And obviously, it'll all be done and dusted by about lunchtime, will it, the boat
swims?
Yes,
the last wave will be finishing around about 12:15. All swimmers will be able to shower, have refreshments at the Sandcastle Water Park, who've been absolutely fantastic, as have Blackpool Council in providing things for the event, supporting, and obviously the Beach Patrol Service, which are excellent.
And hopefully, as I say, between probably 55, 60 people registered at the moment. Are you happy with that for the first one?
I'm happy to have maximum of up to 100. I'm very happy with the numbers we've got in so far. My idea is to obviously build on this and make it an annual event. So thank you so far to everybody entering, and we look forward to further entries in the next 2 days.
And then entries close, and then the work begins then, does it,
further hard work. Yeah. It's been continuous hard work with all the admin, all the health and safety, and liaising with all the different stakeholders.
And presumably you've had to get the time spot on with the tides, haven't you?
Exactly, and that's where it's, Richard Williams at the Beach Patrol Service, the manager, he's been fantastic working out when the tides are suitable for swimmers to go in and obviously exit the water.
Well, lovely to chat to you. Best of luck with that.
Thank you very much, Julie.
If you want further information, we'll put them all on Lancashire Action if you fancy having a go at that. The very first one that's being revived, the swim between Blackpool's iconic piers. On BBC Radio Lancashire, Dr. Julie Bradshaw joining us MBE this afternoon. News at 2 on the way next. Katie Booth with me.